Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she called Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone. I appreciate you. I'll make sure I shout out the stats that we've had of people listening to the show. I'll make sure I do that on the next round. But I just want to say thank you so much for rocking out with me. I'm going to make sure I'm in the chat with you. So if you want to chat with me, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lyrical cypher. I'll make sure I put in here what's up, so you know I'm on the line with you. And this is a live broadcast, so feel free to call in to 515-605-9717. And we will be doing an open mic too and a shout out line. If you have any businesses or anything you got going in your community, or just want us to support you in the arts, you know, what you do and your gifts in general, that's what this is for. So I've already put what's up in the chat. So if you want to chat with me, if you like something, if you want to play one of your tracks, send them to me and I'll get you in a rotation. So with that being said, let's get it. Let's let it do what it do. Time to get this party started.
I said it ain't hard to T-E-double-L, eyes double-L, exhale, cause born sinners will prevail, it's freedom of jail, as my pen bleeds and my hand aches, no mistakes, napkin on the mic, I'm spitting hard times, over plates, ditch it how I kick it, that's just gripping in my system, sending a pen, a sore thumb, so they didn't list them, I get lost in my train of thought, swimming in my flows, trying to pay for every mistake, but skipping all the toes, cause I'm lyrically demolishing the phonies, cause I'm polishing my skill, trying to touch up for real and acknowledge it, see, I'm remixing Neil for the kill, wheels at it, said it ain't hard to tell that I'm ill. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you yeah. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now. You can't have a heavyweight grind with a featherweight mentality. Slugs on your mind, but you use it for the cavalry. See, no gun talk, we talking about the pace and redefine the lines. Balled up on your face, confusion for the simple grind. Simple mind fantasizers, this is an appetizer for the real analyzers. For the large side, large drink enterprises. The ones who want a little extra from the vandalizers. They paint the picture for the people, change it for the people. Put them on the pedestal so they can see the world beneath them. You new in town, I got you to pick a restaurant. I said it ain't hard, baby girl, tell me what you want, yeah. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you yeah. Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now. Just a cool flow, you can ride the be spitting intellectual thoughts so you can vibe with me, fly with me, just to the end of time, drop of the dime, quarter past the next hour through the glass of the wine. Whatever you're sipping, whatever you're drinking, make sure that it's sweet, cause life it may be just the cherries on a tree. Looking for the right one, sticking at his head, and then you run across and find it out it is forbidden. See, you're left with a decision, said is that on me? Different person, same scenario, I'm Adam and Eve, The truth and the proof, yeah, they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, yo. The truth and the proof, yeah, they gon' rebel it, it's all good, it ain't hard, I need you to tell it, said it ain't hard.
It ain't hard,
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 yeah. Tell me what you want, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, really, really, really. Tell me what you want, what you,
yeah.
Tell me what you want, yeah, tell me now.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gathering packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present. share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright as to cause shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences. Within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decimals and commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. In the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal of salted wounds, but all they see are walking dead and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seen this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent, even misery. Love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, kneel long, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y. I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick.
See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping another page, what can I say? Look what I made, hope I say, say the rage in the thing. Because I ain't safe, the mix you flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical pegs, you wait till it hatch you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
Is this just a dream? Don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away until the next time we speak.
I feel that.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it
China.
Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we gonna kick back on this ride right here that she called Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We've been rocking this show going on. Well, this November will make 11 years that we've had this show up and running. I'm thankful to be on this line with y'all. I'm thankful to be back at it again. And I can't wait to do the open mic lines. And just a second, we're about to do that. We keep it clean. So just come up here, do your thing. Just ask you to keep it clean. And also for anybody who has a business or, you know, business, we support you on or off the stage. So you don't have to be on the stage for us to support you. You know, support artists, comedians, carpenters, Don't matter. Whatever it is that you do, we're all about support. So feel free to let us know what's going on in your community. Let us know what's going on with you. And I'm going to shout you out. So don't be afraid. I ain't going to put you on the spot like that, but I am going to shout you out because I really believe in giving people their flowers because you didn't have to be on the line with us. So with that being said, I got a 702 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is your girl, China.
Hey, China.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm trying to catch this voice.
Let's see if you can catch this one.
What? Oh, my God. I got my Cali people in the building. Oh, sorry. Y'all in Vegas now. My Vegas people
yes.
in the building. I knew something was up. I said, who is this from Vegas? Hit me up. I didn't know who that was. What's up? I'm doing great. I cannot
That's
complain.
Good.
Oh, my
so
God.
Funny. I just saw your post about your book.
Yeah, they're in the library at Pink Hill Library. And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I knew they were at some libraries, but I didn't know they were at Pink Hill Library. And I'm actually going
That's
there tomorrow
awesome.
To do a workshop. Yes.
That is awesome.
I'm excited. God is good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So I got the awesome couple that I just want to say Minister China helped put together. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Won't he do it? I got to take a little credit.
Won't
but yes, won't he do it? Will it won't?
Thank you,
Tom. Huh? Anytime,
thank
man.
You, baby. Thank you.
Come
you.
On now. Look, if I could be a matchmaker for y'all, Lord, can you pray for a match made in heaven for me?
Look, I'm praying on it. Did you make look, it plain?
Look, I need. That's right. I don't wrote it out. We made it plain. I'm waiting on it. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
okay.
I ain't gonna. I'm gonna get on out there and do what I can do. What I can do it.
But you know what you got to put on your resume for...
What I got to put on my resume?
Girl, you got to put on there the fried bologna with the hole in the middle.
You said what now? I got to put... Aha! Yes. Come on, what y'all know about that fried bologna
you
sandwich?
That.
Yes.
That fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and Dion said he's coming back, too. Boston going to be back in the building.
Okay,
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey,
we're glad to have y'all. Toys coming, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
This awesome
That's...
couple. I just want to give y'all a little backstory. This couple, this is Nikki on the line here, and we also have, I call him
hey,
DMX of poetry because he sounds like DMX to me. So when you hear his voice, if y'all, you can say something real quick, DMX of poetry.
That's just me.
See, you feel me? DMX. Let's get it. Yes. So I'm going to come back to y'all in just a second. I got a couple shout-outs I'm going to do, and then I'm going to open the open mic lines, and I'll bring you right back. I got you.
Okay.
All right. I just want to give a big shout-out, y'all. We got the mayor on the line. What's up? What's up? We got the mayor of Kinston in the building.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. It's an honor to have you on the line.
Pleasure. It's all mine. Good to see and hear everybody. I came in the middle, but... sounding good. I look forward to the rest of the show and keep doing what you do, China.
All right.
To do support. And we thank you for all you're doing and the impact you're having on the poetry world here in Kinston, North Carolina, and throughout the country.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. That was the mayor of Kinston, Mayor Dontario Hardy, y'all. And so just such an honor to have you on the line and your continued support. All right. And we got another poet from New Jersey. We got Sincere. What's up, Sincere?
It's up in the stock, gang. We outside 100% drink of water. What's up, though? I'm good.
What's up? How you enjoying the show?
Hey, this is lit. I've had the pleasure of being on Epiphany Radio a few times, but I've never slid through your show. So I like the vibes over here.
Thank you. Yeah, I know Epiphany. That's what's up. Epiphany and Califani. You talking about Califani? Epiphany?
No,
Aquil?
Yes.
I got you. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead. If you want to spit a poem, I'm going to go ahead and open the open mic lines, and you can do your thing.
All right. This piece is called I Saw the Sign. I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, Life is demanding without understanding. So I saw the signs and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. I saw the sign of a signature mixed with literature. So what is literary work? You know the lit errors, R, Y, and they ask why, so I just tell them, because that's how my literary works. Or maybe it's pictionary first. You know, I'm picturing addiction with dope addiction, so I guess that's how a dictionary works. So I tend to think intersources and having mental metamorphosis, a carpal tunnel in my cranium and osteoporosis out of my oral orifices, just to give you more of this and less of that. I see the stars in the sky, and those are zodiac signs. So can I measure maps? Because I know where the treasure at. I saw the sign, and it was marked by X. You know, signing signals in a signatory flex, where dotted lines meet, etc. So maybe I'm the semicolon next. But why? Why am I the semicolon next? Because I'm focused on the transition, like the before and the after, but I'm stuck in the middle of the transmission. So am I the middleman to ambition? Because can vision be visionary? Because I found out that looking at the inside at a real impact, it can be pretty scary. And the risks, they vary. But they vary in degrees. You see, I grow like growth while I'm dying to leave seeds. So my only question left is, who's burying the leaves? Oh, who's burying the lead? And are they dying now? Because when leaders lead letters into making vows, you know, vows that make a marriage of metaphor and soliloquy, while divorcing my dreams of disasters and having a reception in my memory, while I'm dancing to dichotomies and electric sliding into infinity. Oh, it's true. So I guess the only thing left to say to this poem is, I do. And I did. I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. Life is demanding without understanding. So I saw the signs, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the signs. Have you seen a sign?
Wow. Straight fire. I love that piece. I heard that piece when we featured together at and was that Aiden? I spilled the beans. Yes. You are a phenomenal poet. I just want to say this guy is a humble, awesome poet, and I'm grateful to say that June 29th, I got to make sure I got that date right. June 29th, he will be featuring at Illusions, and I hope that you and your wife can make it out to my anniversary show and celebrate my holiday as well on March 30th.
March 30th. I'm writing that down. I'm putting it.
Yes. Maybe I can get you on the lineup if we can make that happen.
Putting it in the calendar.
Yes, please. Y'all got to be there. We're going to do it real big.
All right. I'm going to put that in my, I'm putting that in the calendar.
You can get to check out, see how we do things.
March 30th.
Yes, y'all.
All right,
everybody, that was sincere. If you want to stay on the line, I'm actually going to do another round, so I do round for round. We'll be back
cool.
In just a minute. Cool. I got you. So enjoy, please. All right, so with that being said, I got to get my couple on the line. Both of them are poets. What's up, Nikki and DMX of Poetry? What y'all got for me?
I wasn't prepared.
Okay. But, no, it's fine. I got y'all tracks right here. I got you.
Okay, play the track. But
Well, I appreciate y'all surprising me tonight. That meant the world to me, period. So we're going to have a good time.
This one is called China.
He says it's called what?
This one is called China.
What?
C is for caring. That's just how you are. H is for helpful for those near or far. Y is for yearly, for this is not just a one-time thing. N is for negotiable. She's willing to help. She's willing to work with you with whatever it is that you may bring. A is for awesome, with all of the love that she shares. And if you ever need our assistance, China, call me. I'll be there.
Oh, my God, y'all. Thank you.
China, that was for you. That was, that's the old one. That was 2019.
I remember.
2019.
I remember. I remember y'all did that.
Yes.
Y'all got me blushing so hard. I wish I were coming down here for the anniversary show.
When is it?
March 30th.
Cross your fingers. You might see us.
Come on now. Don't look. Don't make me feel myself at the show now.
Look, you might see us.
Y'all bring fried bologna?
No, I ain't going to bring no fried bologna. I'm going to bring the toast.
Oh, my God. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate the love.
Thank you.
You said what?
Thank you for your constant prayers for us, because China, trust me, you know. March 14th, we'll be married 3 years.
Amen. Come on now, Bishop. You better do right. Come on, Bishop and First Lady.
Oh, no. See.
Come on, First Lady.
We have been like really, really staying prayed up.
Amen.
Because the devil has definitely been busy. And I thank you for your constant prayers. We thank you for constant prayers.
Anytime, man. I'm proud of both of y'all. Y'all inspire me, you know. Not giving up, keeping going.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what the devil wanted.
Oh, you got to keep God first. Everything else will work out.
Absolutely.
Do it all. Yeah, I'm proud of y'all. Keep right on doing your thing. And I appreciate that beautiful tribute. I know he did that poem before. He said it was 2019?
2019.
Dang. We've been rocking for a long time.
Okay. Because I first signed on in 2016.
Right. And I started 2013.
Right.
I started 11, 12, 13. That's the crazy part. That's the date. 11, 12, 13.
Wow.
Yes. That's when the Lyrical Cypher started.
Wow.
All right. I just want to say thank y'all so much for calling in, and we're about to actually get back to, we're going to get this party started again, part two.
All right.
I got another call on the line. All right. We got another caller on the line. What's up? What's up?
Thank
you
so much.
What's going on?
I knew it was you. What's up, Sway? I'm sorry, Sid.
What's good? No, Sway, worse. You good?
Okay, what's up, Sway? Good to have you on the line.
I'm just chilling. Just wanted to call in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been a minute since I've been on the phone. So.
All right, I miss you, man. I ain't seen you in the month of Sundays.
I know, right? Hey, sometimes things happen the way it happened. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah, I appreciate your support. Are you going to get on the mic and do something?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean bring it back?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Oh, man. What? Do I need to bring it back, though?
No. Well, you ain't got to, but I'm actually about to get into another round of some tracks, and I'll be back.
All right.
And I'll check back in with you and see what's up. That cool?
Yeah, hit me up. Yeah, that'll
and
work.
I just want to say this is the founder and CEO of First Amendment Open Mic out of Goldsboro. He has a dope show there. Y'all go check him out, please. And when is your next show, if you don't mind telling everybody?
March 16th.
And I will be in the building.
All right, Beth.
Yeah, most definitely. All right. All right, so let's get this party started. Thank y'all so much. I am loving the support. Y'all, it just feels good to be back. You know, for a lot of y'all that didn't know, I'm still recovering from two major surgeries, but by the grace of God, I'm about 95% back in full effect, but I'm back, and I'm claiming I'm back. So with that being said, let's get it.
Hit the record button. Ooh.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that, baby, what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnic type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That, baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that, baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanting this that replay of yesterday. Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa, somebody love you, baby. And you know, and you know it. Yeah. It's me, it's me, it's me, yeah. Whoa. Somebody loves you, baby.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts, quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Lost at sea, I'm a castle with nowhere to be seen. Abandoned, left alone in the agony of sorrow, like a prisoner locked down in chains. Spirit broken, hopeless. And if I try to leave, I'll have to cross the ocean and the seas to be free. It's worth it. Had to get away. I need to escape, 'cause being with you feel like I'm drowning underwater, suffocating in my own despair, gasping for air I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. Breathless. I'm calling it back.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question. Woo! Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slipping near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips. Having no alternative but to dig deeper. For this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax. Reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy. Gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her. Internalizing the inevitable. For she is poetry.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just, I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, you know we got revival now, but we can go for the show next week. And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, look at here. Let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend he said, yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing, they just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Yeah. Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm having a good time tonight. I just want to say, like, as I learn and grow, I try my best to give nuggets, whether they're funny nuggets, they're inspirational nuggets. But as I learn and grow, whatever I learn for the day, I try my best to pass it on to somebody. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But I just want to say this. Like, I'm grateful for having the ability to be able to bask in the love of loved ones that have passed, because my best friend, today is actually her birthday, and she passed away. And she passed away, and I was ready to let it all go. I was ready to let illusions go, let it all go. It was a lot going on. Her and my cousin passed away 3 days apart. My cousin was my first cousin. So both of them dying 3 days apart, me going back and forth to see both of them dying. And that was my ninja. You know, both of them were my ninjas. You know, my people who rock with me hard, you know, saying hard body. So I'm just, it was hard for me to let them go, but I'm grateful that I can look back now, even though I went through the grieving process for a very long time, but I can look back and know that so much that they poured into me and the memories that we had. And I found a way to not be sad today. And I found a way to just relish in those beautiful moments that we had, and that push, you know, both of them were pushing me not to quit, you know, in the midst of all of this. So I just want to say, just what I learned is to keep pushing, keep praying, keep growing, keep loving. And also, I know it's hard. Grief can be hard. But with that being said, make those people that you lost, you know, those loved ones that you lost, they're actually still with you. If you look, if you seek, you will find them. And that's how I felt like today. I felt like I seeked and I was able to seek and find the love in it. Like the reason why I miss them, the reason why it hurt, because I loved them. We had mad love for each other. So, and to be able to hold on to that and also make them proud of me. So that's what I'm planning to do. And I ain't quitting. And one monkey don't stop no show. And these wheels, you know, if I'm riding this thing till the wheels fall off. And when the wheels fall off, and put some more wheels on and keep right on rocking. So I just want to share that. Hopefully that helps somebody. And something I try to do every single time is I like to give a big shout out worldwide, because people listen to my show worldwide. We have people who call in, but we have more people, more listeners. And I'm grateful. And I just want to say thank y'all for coming back. I know I was gone for a minute. I was down. But I thank God I'm back. But I just want to give this the stats of what the people that we have who listen. So it says here that 92.31% of the United States has listened to the Lyrical Cypher and is still listening to the Lyrical Cypher. I thank you. Brazil, 3.08% of Brazil is listening. Myanmar, I might be saying it wrong. Myanmar, 1.54% is listening. France, thank y'all so much. They've been rocking with me since 2007, before Illusions ever existed. Thank y'all so much for supporting me, and I can't wait to go and perform over there. And also Canada, 1.54%. We got 242 Bahamas listening. We have Nigeria. We got Liberia listening. And thank you to the pastor in Nigeria that sends me stuff on a regular basis. And we also have the Netherlands listening. Big shout out to DJ Melanda. Different DJs send me their tracks. And he's a DJ all the way in the Netherlands who sends me his tracks. I found him on YouTube, and we've been rocking ever since. So I thank him. You'll hear some of his tracks tonight. So different DJs, DJ Vinji, big shout out to him, and DJ Damu and DJ Ski Money. They send me different tracks. And you've heard some new artists tonight that send me their tracks. Big shout out to OMG Studios. We're partnering too. And he's sending me new artists. So I just want to say thank you. And I like to give people their flowers. So thank y'all for taking the time out to listen to the show. You know, y'all could have been anywhere else, but you're here with me. So I appreciate you. And I appreciate you seeing the vision and knowing that you have a safe space to be yourself, to share your gifts on and off the stage. It's not just about being an artist. It's about us connecting as individuals. And let's help each other. So with that being said, I'm about to open the open mic lines, and anybody who wants to get on the mic, feel free to do so. I'm going to bring you right back to Sincere, DeLovey, DeLovey, or is it DeLovey?
Oh, it's DeLovey.
DeLovey. Okay, DeLovey. Okay, DeLovey, do you want me to call you Sincere or DeLovey?
Yeah, Sincere is fine.
Sincere, okay, cool. All right, did you want to get back on the mic?
Yeah.
All right, the floor is yours.
Okay, this piece is called The All in Me. I'm every sign, they're all in me. Anything I want done lately, I do it naturally. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She asked me, what was my sign? So I told her I'm the signature. And then I scratched that out, and then I told her I'm the literature. So read me like a tarot deck, with all the intentions being set into a star-filled valley of galaxies, or painting zodiacs like tapestries. You see, I begin to tap the trees. and dig into the root of it. Like, what's the root of it? You see, I square it like the Big Dipper while I earth the minor to bear these thoughts. And these thoughts care. You know, caring about the cosmos until every constellation of this conversation is laid bare. Because barely is the bravery of the archer in the sky. So how does Orion's belt help to hold up the waistline of my wise? Like, why do I taste the signs in the sky? And if it's angel food cake, then where is heaven in the pie? Because everybody trying to get a slice of it. They say never sell your soul. Well, then tell me what's the price of it. Because if life is gold, when you meddle in your mind, you can find the silver lining. You can speak with silver tongue, and you can put that on your Libra scale to balance it out with all the timing. You know, timing, the time to take chances. You know, I can show you heaven. Because they said God's house has many mansions. So that means every star, which is a sun, and you're a star, so you're a sun. It's like Neo, you're the one. So what have you been told? Because from my research in Greek, sun, it means soul. You know, S-O-L. So how do you put soul in the flesh? You follow the yellow brick path down the path to your soul. Are plex. And that's why you speak from your core and light shines from your mouth. And the reason God's home has so many mantis is because every soul is born into a zodiac house. So if you Taurus, then understand that everyone has a Taurus field, and that's your bioelectric signature that vibrates out so that everyone has a vibe to feel. You feel me? Because we are all water. That's why we have aqua in Aquarius. And that may be a question of age. They say Pisces means fish. Is that why every woman carries eggs? You know, life. That's how it all started. It takes a Leo in us all to be truly lion-hearted, because when time is parted, you know, seeing through the eye of a virgin, now we know how a Virgo saw it. And I saw it. I saw brain waves. That made tsunami thoughts, and then a big bang happened. So that happens to be the reason that we have big brain fragments. You see how I'm spinning here through my hemispheres? Because it's two of those, like a Gemini, sides of the coin. Well, here's my 2 cents, and my suggestions are you should spend it wise. And don't pick the skies. I want to see you pick your eye and put some healing in your DNA so when it comes to your genes, you never need to pick your size. You see, I'm a Christmas gift because I'm wrapped in my presents. I never needed to pick my prize. It's no surprise that I gave you all this proper through the chakra of my throat, the grand architect of the universe, the way my body is built like a mason. I got to be the GOAT. And it's not that hard to see, but I am, yes. I said I am, yes, I am. I am the all. I'm every sign. They're all in me. So anything I want done lately, I do it naturally. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what's your sign? It's Helios. Peace.
That was fire. I was like, I'm Virgo, but I guess I'm all signs too.
Right, like I really like, so somebody gave a prompt and it was like zodiac signs, and I was just like, you know what, I really feel like I be all of these signs at, you know, different portions of, you know, my life, my day, you know, and you know, having family members who are Tauruses, Geminis, and things like that, like I'm like, sometimes I can really resonate with, you know, certain people, certain times,
yeah.
Like, yo, I really feel that Taurus energy, or I really feel that Gemini energy, or
that Virgo
energy, and like, yeah, you know, so.
I can dig it. Most definitely. That's the empathy. That's the empath, man. I feel you. I'm with you. Most definitely.
So, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for letting me up.
Anytime.
For all those out there, you can follow me at sincerely_yours86 on Instagram. Love, light, and peace and abundance to everybody. Thanks, China.
Thank you so much. We do this every Tuesday night. Come rock out with us. All right.
Oh, yeah, listen, now that I know it's here, it's up. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Every Tuesday night, you get to be heard all over the world. You heard some of those places I called out. I didn't get a chance to call out all the stats, but I try to recognize, like, a lot of countries that are listening all over the world. So you're heard everywhere. You know?
Oh, dope. So, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. And also, for anybody who wants your tracks in rotation, I want you to, I'm going to tell you something. This is how I've been on many, many mixtapes around the world. I use Smart Recorder. So it actually, get on Smart Recorder, and you can actually record yourself, send me those tracks. Some of these tracks you've heard tonight were actually recorded through Smart Recorder. So Smart Recorder app is a red mic, and I use that to record, and I've sent that into many studios in different places, California, different places, and even in Texas and just different places to be on mixtapes. So feel free to send that to me to lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. And for anybody who want me to play your tracks, let me say play a 60-second commercial, 30 to 60-second commercial. At this time, I'm not charging anybody for that, you know, but feel free to send that in to me so I can support you and what you have going on. All right. So that's lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com, and send me your radio edited tracks. I do that because, and I do know, you know, people curse. I curse too. I'm sticking with that old tradition with being able to listen, you know, to those radio edit versions, and can't nobody take that from you, you know, because some people have selective hearing. So I just try to remove that element so you'll be heard regardless. All right. So with that being said, we're going to say let the old folks say irregardless. So with that being said, we have Sway in the building. What's up? What's up, Sway? You got something for us tonight? Can you hear me, Sway?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
So I'm going to do this one. We had a heritage committee meeting, Sneakerball past this Saturday. And they asked me to speak a couple things. So I'm going to drop this one right here. It's called Hope. My hope is that we stop dividing the house from which we all started. The foundation has eroded almost to a point of no repair. Without that foundation, we will certainly fail in our future endeavors. The constant bickering amongst each other does not allow for open, honest communication that's needed to start anew. That needed communication cannot start without empathy for one another. Understand the plight that we are endure. Not one family is perfect, and yet those internal imperfections is what causes the external stressors which plague this grand house within we live. My hope is that we mustn't stay hidden in the darkness about what has happened in the past. Rather, we must enlighten each other so that we can build our future. We must embolden each generation to take the reins and push forward as opposed to waiting for an empty promise that is yet to be fulfilled. Remaining in neutral with palms upwards does not generate the power needed to set forth the great engine. Someone will not give you something for nothing. Help yourself before thinking someone will help you. My hope is that people really understand that this race is not a sprint nor a marathon. It's not even a race. We as a people are in this life together. It doesn't matter if you're rich behind one's wildest dreams or so broke that you can't pay attention. When we all meet our respective maker, we'll meet that maker the same way we met this world, naked and afraid. Enlighten people that what materialistic ideals you hide behind in this life means nothing in death. Why is it that we seek to gain and maintain riches when it hurts the people next to you? My hope is that we ease the commercialization of necessities as if making money off someone else's suffering makes you better in some way. People need to be able to take care of themselves, need to be able to obtain medications, need to be able to eat without having to decide which becomes more of a need. We put an open price tag on the care of man that people go bankrupt when they're unable to pay. We've seen gas prices rise astronomically, which make food prices rise, which makes the price to live rise. However, we fail to raise the money into people's pockets. With all of this, there are some who lack the empathy for those in crises as they see it's best to have a second job or have a better job, when most times neither is attainable. My hope is that we can start to band together sooner rather than later. We are quick to sensationalize when something happens, yet not quick to step in before it happens. It's a shame that we video an act when we and others shown that we had the opportunity to stop that act. We want justice for what has happened, even though we could have stopped it from happening. We want to avenge the fallen where we could have sought to break up the need to avenge. We need to embolden ourselves to end hiding behind the camera and get in front of the action. How quick are we to defund those who have sworn to protect us, but we have to protect our people and our homes before those do harm to others or even to ourselves? That was called My Hope. It's from my book, Gentleman with a Capital G. It's in store. Actually, it's in Amazon right now. And as you spoke earlier, yes, I am the owner, operator, CEO of First Amendment Goldsboro and here in North Carolina. And every third Saturday, start at 7 p.m. is when we do everything we got to do. So you can catch me on my socials, First Amendment Goldsboro, spell it out, all one word. Or you can catch me at I Am Sid Wade on IG or even Sid Wade on Facebook itself.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing, and I appreciate your continued support. All right, and I do just want to give a big shout-out to the mayor of Kinston who's listening to the show right now, and thank you for your continued support for all that I do. And I just want to say thank you to the city of Kinston for supporting me and also everybody who's listening worldwide. I appreciate you. I see you. I appreciate you. And, again, if you want to give me, like, to link up with me in the chat, you can actually chat with me live right now, and we can go from there. So I want to check in with Las Vegas couple, just to check in and see, just doing a mic check, just check and see if y'all want to say anything.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey.
Okay, I have an oldie but a goodie. But I revised it.
Okay.
Okay. Still love us, the you and me, the you and I, and unified in unity. I still love us. What we stand for, you are no doubt who this woman was made for. I still love us. When we agree or disagree, one thing we can definitely both agree on is that you were meant for me. I still love us. Our imperfect love and flawed connection, a reflection of a perfect God and the imperfections in this connection. I still love us, from 1 mile away to 1,000. No matter how far away, you always kept me smiling. I still love us. You are my purpose, my lover, my bestie, my future, and my husband. You breathe energy into me. Your presence gives me life. I still love us. The thought of what we will be and what we came from, I still love us. I love you for so many reasons, especially for the way that you strongly love me. I still love us. After almost 9 years, if your love, your spirit, and God's permission to love you is what has kept me here. My handsome king, I'm so happy to share this love, this life with you. God bless you.
Oh, I love it. All right. So you done inspired me to do this piece right here.
Uh-oh.
All right, I'm about to do a lot. Nah. Nah, this is actually a piece I did when I featured at my show on the 17th for the very first time. That's my first time ever featuring at my show. And the crowd, I just want to say thank y'all for taking the time out to come out. We had a full house. We had a wonderful time. And this is a piece that I did called Kiss Me. And this piece is actually for all my sapiosexuals. Let me tell you something. When I said this piece is for all my sapiosexuals, people were looking at me like, what? You would have thought I called them something else. But sapiosexual just means the person who's in love with words, but words actually, you know, we're the type of people that our words actually have action. You know, we walk it like we talk it. So this is for those people who are in love with words, but you actually, you know, saying you, you know, saying you don't talk about it, you just be about it. But you know, your words actually come to pass. So this is that person that's in love with words, and I want you to hear this right here. It's called Kiss Me. No, not there, but here. Taste the love we make when our eyes meet. Your voice, it lures eargasms upon eargasms, magnetizing my thoughts, titillating each breath I breathe. Inhaling your intellect, I exhale. Go deeper, deeper. I need you. I need you to blow my mind with your mind. Just kiss me. And that's it. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I'm not going to hold y'all too much longer. Thank y'all so much for coming out and supporting. I'm going to play one more round, and I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go in just a sec. But thank y'all so much for coming out and supporting. I hope y'all like that piece. And, Nikki, you weren't ready for that, was you?
No, ma'am. That was hot.
Oh, thank you. That's when that conversation be blowing your mind. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay. Your voice is a little eargasms. Yeah, you know, not just okay. Orgasms, but eargasms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A little sexy. Okay.
Come on now. I need you to walk it like you're talking. All right. So,
right.
All right. So let's get it, y'all. One more round. I'm going to check back in with y'all. Temperature check. All right, let's get it. Hopefully y'all feeling good.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13
to 9.
Be assured, yeah. All place.
This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside.
What up?
Football in the street, small bodies collide. With the concrete, somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, my family is caught. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ prophet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it. We feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good.
Yo, 1-3, 4-place, Lafayette, so George, and it's only you,
my man, the right one,
ocean view. Doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dead.
It's a spoken word,
holding me down.
Check.
13 to Nazareth
in the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
Uh-huh. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say
yep.
It. I feel good, say
yep.
It. I feel good, say
yep.
It. I feel good.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up in the sky. Swing them from the Left to right, swing now.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make you because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really, they don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive, I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship, so when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine, I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm
yeah.
Working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna
bother
give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
I'm thinking, walking and stealing, seeing and looking and lurking, hiding in the bushes like a lion in the jungle. See, here I think I'm the king. I think I'm ruler of my domain. CEO is my title. So I continue to smile and know that I'm worthwhile. See, I don't let them come against me. They can talk about me, but they can't stop me. They can envy me. They cannot like me. But it's fine with me because I know who I am. I know where I come from. You see, I know that I'm a miracle, historical in this circle. Freestyle king, king of this ring. So it's fine with me. I'm well with myself. As long as Jesus says it's okay, so then I'm pushing it. I'll continue to ride with it. And I'm okay with it. You see, I need my haters. They make me stronger. They push me up. They make me go forward. They give me that thrive that I need. They don't give me the hate. They give me the love to pray for them because they don't know what they do. They don't know that they push me to the top. Truth.
Wavy is my name, like Craig off Friday, I got all the gang. Me and you, girl, we can do the thing. Later on, take a 5 bath of champagne. Bottles on me, keep it coming till it's 2 a.m. Roof on fire, let it burn like Master Scott and them. I'm too turned out. Drop it like it's on fire. Work it just like you got higher. Cause me and baby cake, we don't do no faking. Kick it like we Asian. Nobody this amazing. Me and baby wild, probably on the alley. Shining like medallion, in like a child. Nobody a challenge, we running the world. 96, Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girl. Laced with platinum and gold, she rockin' diamonds and pearls. We doing what we love, making these haters hurl. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Twerk it, don't be nervous. I hit it from the back, flip it and reverse it. Then we on to the next chapter. Wavy baby on the next. Next faster, you know God first fan master. I'm your favorite professional rapper. I get money like big asses. Try to stack it to the buster seller. I forever keep you 1 million. I'm just too brilliant. American Psycho with the money cause I make killings. You hard in the paint like LeBron. You touch a shot like Steph Curry. Me and my baby be on the grind. So I ain't never in a hurry. I don't ever worry. She hold me down like a straitjacket. We fresh to death like we just jumped out the casket. My room, close the door, lock that. Upstairs, my room, drop that. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let's remember this night, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect. Let this be for the ages, let's make it worth it. Let's make it classical, let's make it perfect.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They look like we crazy.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Grow up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Grow up and we crazy.
Grow up and we crazy.
Better act like you know. You better act like you know.
She the baddest, she beyond status. I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Tattoos off energy. Ooh. If I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memories. Rose and Hennessy. Ooh. Baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it. There's no opponent. Other thotties now want it. She'll pull up with the Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso. You a hopper like a dedo. Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tie love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. I love on top of the chart.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So what if we crazy?
Learn from life, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, more than swerving out my lane, yeah.
Is you riding with me or just here for the ride? Want you on my side, not just for a side. Build something real, not build up a side. Not for the front key, dead backside, that's right. Cause I'm really tryna see what you want. Even though I really wanna get it on. Oh, excuse me, that's the dog of me. But I'm tryna get more than a bone. I know you heard the same old song. But I'm tryna
trying to make this a hit. Like OMG, this is it. Instead of you saying this is it. Coulda did better than this. Never want to be in that mix. Cause in my mind, you is a dime as long as you got the sense. Cause I know you wanna have your throne. Live a Cinderella life, but this real life, talking that Love Jones. But don't believe in the hype, want that real taste of your flavor. Enjoy the real fruits of your labor. No cover-ups, that's makeup. Rather make love just to make her. Cause love a woman that's like a homie. Don't act phony, show blemish. Definition of respect. Then a girl wanting attention. Cause when I get in the game, she won't play to put me on game. Raise one another to the high sky and for sure to make it rain. Yeah, yeah.
Never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane. Yeah. Life for us, never love nobody that don't love themselves. If you love things outside yourself, you start to lose yourself. Gotta go through pain just to know some things. Gotta stay in my lane, boy, that's swerving out my lane.
Yeah, tryna keep my spirit so blurry. Keep it real with my shorty, but ass don't judge my book cover. Try understanding my story, yeah. I'm grown but still growing. Hide emotions, try showing. Trying to spark up my life to make it divine and just blow it. Cause trying to grow up as a man ain't easy. As a youngin' it was just not in me. Especially when the fans had retreat. Moving on but the pain on repeat. Cause me and old me said he compete. No front end means can't see me. My pain symbolized in breath. So if you can't understand, just feel me, If I'm down, just hear me, If empty, we fill us up. Cause loved ones tryna bury the past. Definition of real dealer. Mostly it's about that trust. Gotta do way more than fuck. It's not just about good looks. More about is we good luck. Cause I just wanna love one. Not lose one, then find another one. Yeah. Only wanna love one. Trust one, love one, not another one. No. Don't ask for so much. Just want real love and real trust. But again, what's real love? If you ain't never been in love. Alright.
I hope y'all had a good night tonight. Y'all, please lock in a date, March 30th. That's going to be a double entendre. We got Law Bullock. Sean Ingram is going to be hosting the show. We're going to be celebrating my holiday in combination with the 15 years of Illusions at the Arts Council, and not just at the Arts Council, in business. It's a performance arts-based business, and we provide monthly open mics, and we do a lot of other things, too. The life coaching, the motivation speaking, the acting, all that stuff is all under Illusions umbrella, and also the radio show. So all this is actually under Illusions, and I just want to thank y'all for supporting all these years. And we're going to be celebrating 15 years, and we also have 13 in Nazareth. We have Sensei, who you just heard. I want to make sure I play him too. You heard 13 Nazareth today, and we got a long list of artists that are going to be sharing some amazing talent. So I'm grateful. I want to pay homage to these artists. And y'all, please make sure you come out in advance. It's $15, and at the $15 for the show, and at the door, it's going to be $20. That includes your food and a really good time. And we're going to pack the house. I'm claiming it. And we're going to have a good time. And tomorrow, if you're not doing anything, please come to Pink Hill Library. And that address is 114 West Broadway Street in Pink Hill. It's going to be at 4 o'clock. If you want to be a part of the workshop I'm doing tomorrow as a tribute to African-American poets, we're going to have a good time. I like to do fun workshops. So I'm looking forward to doing a workshop in Pink Hill. I've done one in Kinston. Now I'm doing one in Pink Hill. And so I'm grateful. So wherever you need me, I will go. So let me know. And I will be there in the building. So with that being said, it's going to be at 4 o'clock. Make sure you call Pink Hill Library. Let them know you want to come. Make sure you reserve your spot. We will be providing supplies and all that good stuff. So feel free to come out, support, and be a part of what we're doing. So I want to thank you all for being you. And I pray that you become the best version of yourself if you're not already. And if nobody believes in you, know that I do. But me believing in you means nothing until you believe in you. So keep pushing, keep praying, keep being the best you know how to be. And that's all you can do. You know, and just remember whoever's connected is going to be affected with whatever changes and choices you make anyway. So y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good night, and I'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the kids say.